inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit, will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
The 19th, Robbie Noel with you on the flip side for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, and you need to jot this down, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.com, or you can always go to rbnlive.com. Just click on the banner that says Republic Trading Group. Why should you take special note of that number? Now, you may get an urge to give Republic Trading Group a call after today's show. We'll deal with what happened in the markets today. Dow Jones Industrials closed up 19 points in the day at 12,011. NASDAQ up almost 4 points at 2,340. Anticipation that Google's profits were going to double was obviously something that buoyed the market, even though it spent most of the day under 12,000. And drug companies also reported solid third quarter results. No kidding. Drug companies producing a profit. Well, that's because the entire nation is on drugs. But the good news, my friends, is the noble metal once again flexed its muscles. Gold rose to a two-week high in New York City as the dollar weakened against the yen and euro, boosting the metal's appeal as an alternative investment. As you know, gold generally moves in the opposite direction of the dollar, which today the dollar fell on speculation that the U.S. economy is slowing. The dollar so far is down 5.4% this year against a basket of six major currencies. Gold, don't forget this, is up 16% this year. According to Frank Leash, a trader at Future Path Trading, LLC in Chicago, says the dollar is facing some resistance, and that's supportive for gold. Gold futures for December delivery rose $9.90, or 1.7%. To close where? To close at $602.50 an ounce. Yes. And don't forget this, prices have gained in gold every year since 2001. But you'll never hear that from the mainstream media. Anyway, hang tight, my friends. We'll try and correct the technical problems and be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633. Don't forget your advanced reservations for the Austin Preparedness Training Seminar. Call 800-605-5868.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by Lifeway. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. It's safe. You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who've discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
Dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? You say my opinions are not fact.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Thursday. My apologies for the sound quality. Seems as though we've got a little bug in the system somewhere. Must probably be on my side. But we will battle through it. As we said before the break, the dollar index fell today the most in more than 4 weeks. And I guess it's because we are expecting another government report to come out on October the 27th. Let's not forget what happened in 1929 on October the 28th. Anyway, the government report is expected to show the U.S. economy grew at an annualized rate of 2.2% in the third quarter. And this, obviously, is based on the median forecast of 27 economists that were polled by Bloomberg News. Second quarter gross domestic product grew at a rate of 2.6%. The growth rate reached 5.6% in the first quarter, the highest since 7.5% in the third quarter of 2003. According to Jim Pagoda, a gold investor at Summit in New Jersey, former trader with Mitsubishi International, says the dollar is still very important to our market. No kidding. Well, everything is going to depend on, as it always does, next week. Obviously, everybody's going to be worrying about interest rates. See, because a slowing economy may prevent the Federal Reserve from boosting interest rates anytime soon. This will erode the value of the dollar. Let's not forget the Fed hasn't raised rates since late June after 17 straight increases since 2004. But there's no question with the CPI and the PPI figures this week, it seems as though there's no inflationary pressure. And as we reminded you, if you are a receiver of the recipient of the Social Security check, good news. Cost of living increases kicks in. This month you will get an extra $33. Well, it's just the way it is. And there's no question a pause in rates will help gold rebound from the biggest quarterly decline gold has suffered in more than 2 years. And there's no question that gold may reach $850 this year, driven by inflationary pressures. Too much credit, nervousness about the dollar, federal deficits, and the reality of the Democrats controlling the Senate and the House. Gold gains today, by the way, accelerated after Saudi Arabian oil minister said OPEC will reduce actual production to try and stem a three-month decline in prices and make additional cuts in December. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries is meeting today in Qatar, curb output by 1 million barrels a day, according to the minister. Price of crude has fallen about $20 from its record $78 a barrel on July the 14th. According to Marty McNeil, trader at R.F. Lafferty in New York, says OPEC helped push commodities in general higher direction, and that ultimately helps gold. Gold, as you know, as we've been telling you, has moved mostly in lockstep with oil this year. And some investors buy gold when energy expenses climb. Gold futures reached a record $873 an ounce in January of 1980 when oil costs doubled in a year, sparking a surge in the inflation rate. Crude oil is the only inflationary market, according to a trader at Future Path, says the metals have been following crude around. It's been a good correlation. Now, not to be left out in all of the hype today, let's not forget silver's also climbed. Silver climbed above $12 an ounce for the first time since September the 8th. December futures, silver rose 34 cents, or 2.9%. Does at $12.16 an ounce. People are getting into silver at these prices, said Turk of GoldMoney.com, which had gold and silver valued at $153 million in storage for investors at the end of September. They recognize it's one of the cheapest commodities out there. Now, based on the fact that it's one of the cheapest commodities out there, I want to talk to you about silver. It seems as though, judging by the emails I get, people are a little confused about silver. Silver is very easy to understand. And I'll run down the four types of silver you can buy and the three types of silver that you can buy from Republic Trading Group. The cheapest silver you can buy is what is called junk silver. It's an unfortunate term they use, but it's been around for a long time. Because it's real money, so it's not junk. The United States, up until 1964, all its currencies, quarters, dimes, half dollars, and dollars, contained 90% silver. Junk silver is sold in bags of $1,000 face value, irrespective if it's quarters, dimes, half dollars, or dollars. A bag, if you take a bag and you melt it down, and if the coins are in decent condition, you will extract 720 ounces of silver out of that junk bag of gold. If the coins are beaten and obviously have very smooth faces on them, which means a lot of the silver is worn off, the minimum you're going to end up with a junk bag of silver is 715 ounces of silver. Junk silver is priced at 50 cents over spot. So if, and I'm just, obviously silver closed much higher today than $12 an ounce, but just for the sake of argument, if you were buying junk silver today, you would be paying $12.50 an ounce for it. As far as junk silver is concerned, you can buy a full bag, you can buy a half bag, you can buy a quarter bag, you can buy half bag, full bag, half bag, quarter bag. nothing smaller than that, unfortunately, because that's just the way the supplier operates. The other silver product we offer at Republic Trading Group is what are called a silver round. A silver round is a pure 1 ounce silver piece, manufactured yesterday. It's a brand new, shining, what they refer to as Liberties. It's got a Liberty Bell on the one side and the A-mark crest on the other side. These are pure silver coins. They have no monetary value on them. They sell for $1.50 over spot. So if spot is $12, you're going to pay $13.50. With rounds, you can't buy them individually. They come in rolls of 20. So if you're going to buy a roll of 20 Liberty rounds, it's going to run you, around $270. The other silver product is a silver eagle. Now, the silver eagle has a design very similar to, actually not similar to, it's an exact replica of the Walking Liberty half dollar. It is a pure legal tender 1 ounce coin issued by the U.S. Mint. And because it's issued by the U.S. Mint, it sells at a much higher premium than all other silver because it's a legal tender coin. A 1 ounce American silver eagle with spots at $12. It's going to cost you $225 apiece. Or if you buy them in the roll, it's going to cost you $285. Or if you buy them in the case, which is what is called a U.S. Treasury chest, the Treasury chest, about the size of a large shoebox, has 500 silver eagles in it. There's 25 individual rolls of 20 that are packed in the case. You get a discount when you buy a case. Instead of paying $2.25, you pay $2. So a case right now would run about $7,000. Now, before I tell you why I like U.S. Silver Eagles, we also get a lot of people who call and ask us for silver bars. Now, silver bars come in, they come in 1 ounce wafers, they come in 10 ounce, they come in 100 ounce bars. Bars are always tough to deal with as far as dealers are concerned because there's nobody manufacturing silver bars anymore per se. And so the bars that are in circulation have been in circulation for a while, and the only time a dealer gets a fair amount of them is when someone liquidates. In other words, there's no fabricators that are making 100-ounce bars. They stopped it a while. I'm sure they will restart. One of the more recognized 100-ounce bars was from a refinery called Johnson & Matthey. There's no question when you put the premiums, a 100-ounce bar is going to cost you around about $1.25 over spot. So it's a little bit cheaper than a 1-ounce round, but not much. They're good for doorstops and various other things, but as far as convenience, as far as barter, as far as trade is concerned, they, in my opinion, are impractical. So at Republic Trading Group, we deal specifically with the three types of silver: junk silver, silver rounds, and American silver eagles. Why do I recommend American silver eagles? 1986, the United States introduced the Gold and Silver Eagle program, and it became a very popular coin in 1996 on the 10th year anniversary when, surprise, 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 the Mint at the end of the financial year announced how many silver eagles it had minted in 1996, and lo and behold, it was the smallest mintage that the Mint had done in its 10-year program, and subsequently, you can go to Google today and punch up 1996 Silver Eagles, and you'll see them priced anywhere from $50 to $120. And that is just simply based on the fact that it had a small mintage, and soon as everybody became aware of it being a small mintage, they knew that it would be a key coin in a series for collectors. Well, in 2006, being the 20th year anniversary and the 10-year anniversary since the 96 Silver Eagles, there is a possibility that when we get the final figures from the U.S. Mint at the end of this year, 2006 could be another small mintage year. Therefore, unlike the junk silver and the silver rounds, there's a distinct possibility that you could have a huge bump in premium on 2006 Silver Eagles. Now, I don't know this for a fact. This is pure speculation on my part. But I'm just going with the sight of history in mind, because history does tend to repeat itself. And so for the small difference that you're going to pay between a silver round and a silver eagle, I can completely justify paying that additional price just based on the fact that we are dealing with this 20-year anniversary of the Silver Eagle program and the 10-year anniversary since the 96. Big boost in premium on the 1-ounce Silver Eagles. The only real negative thing I could ever say about silver is that it is a lot more bulky than gold is. It's not a monetary metal. It's an industrial metal. In other words, gold is a monetary metal. Silver used to be a monetary metal for many years. That's what a dollar was based on. A dollar was based on a certain percentage of gold. Europe and China were on a silver standard in the 1800s. It wasn't until later on in the 1800s that the U.S. changed it to a gold standard. Most probably had to do with somebody figuring out that Mexico had more silver than the U.S. had gold. Well, I don't know. Some people could say that's a conspiracy theory. The reason a lot of people look at silver is simply because it's not rocket science to figure out, because people say, well, where do you think? A lot of people are motivated just purely by profit. And so what they always ask is, do I stand a better chance of doubling my money in silver than I do in gold? Well, that's a no-brainer. For you to double your money in gold at this point in time, gold's got to go $1,200. Now, granted, in inflation-adjusted dollars, that $1,200 is not as high as gold went in 1980 at $870. The equivalent, dollar-adjusted for inflation, if gold were to achieve the same highs that it did in 1980, it would have to go to almost $2,000. And you can check this out for yourself by just simply going onto any search engine and just punch up what's the dollar worth, and it'll take you directly to a whole bunch of pages, but the top page you will have is the Minneapolis Federal Reserve. You can go on to their page. They've got an inflation calculator, and you can go back all the way to 1913, and you can figure out what a dollar is worth. And just for your information, in case you didn't know, the dollar has actually lost 95% of its purchasing power since the creation of the Federal Reserve. But anyway, I digress from silver. So to double your money in gold, it's got to go to $1,200. To double your money, which, as I said, in number terms, it's never done that before. For silver to double from $12, it's got to go to $24. Silver has been to $24 many times in its history. In the 80s, it was bouncing between $20 and $10 on a consistent basis. So there's no question you can double your money much faster in silver than you can in gold. The big difference between silver and gold is all the gold that's ever been mined since the beginning of time is still above ground. It's roughly, depending on whose stats you look at, whether it's the World Gold Council or very other gold entities out there, you are looking at roughly 147,000 metric tons total. You can fit it on a basketball court about 18 feet high. Silver is completely different, on the other hand. All the silver that's ever been mined is not there anymore. A good percentage of it has disappeared, and it's disappeared in various industrial applications. The buildings, when you drive into a big city, those buildings with the facades that look like they're made out of a mirror finish obviously contain silver. Now, they're never going to recover that silver from those buildings. The same way as they're never going to recover silver from, there's a certain amount of silver in your cell phone. There's silver in your transistor radios. There's silver in your computers. There's silver in a whole myriad of appliances that you use every day. And there's not many industrial applications that use silver that makes it profitable to recover that silver. So that silver constantly disappears off the marketplace. And if you believe the analysis of many other people much smarter than myself, who have been tracking supply versus demand of silver, have been screening for many years. We're at a 14-year deficit in the amount of silver we consume versus the amount of silver that we produce. By and large, since the price of silver fell below $5 and stayed below $5 for so many years, many of the U.S. supplies, mining companies of silver, simply shut down. It wasn't cost-effective to them. The main suppliers of silver to the marketplace are Mexico and a couple of other South American countries. As we know, there's great instability as we speak in South American countries. Argentina, Venezuela, they're talking about nationalizing certain industries, and obviously included in those industries, although predominantly everybody pays attention to oil, there's a lot of mining operations in South America. Any disruption in that supply that comes from South America, you would see silver prices go completely ballistic almost overnight. Because all of a sudden, we would realize the deficits that we have between what's available and what is being produced. And once again, I don't have to remind you, Warren Buffett saw this many years ago and decided to snap up 130 million ounces. And we'll continue the story when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. If you're in driving distance of Austin, Texas, the Republic Broadcasting Network is bringing the experts of the Fearless Radio Task Force into Round Rock, Texas, Saturday, October 28th. They will provide a preparedness training seminar all day long from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. This is not a sales expo. This is hardcore, take control of your life training for and solutions to the problems everyone else can't handle. Admission for advanced reservations is $20 and $25 for couples. Admission at the door is $25 and $30 for couples. Call 800-605-5868 for a recorded summary of the program and to leave your name, phone number, email address, and the number of people you're bringing. That's 800-605-5868. For email, contact us at steve@efoodsdirect.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Slipping through the cracks. Well, you know the bottom's fall now. People slipping through the cracks. Well, you can run and hide, but you just can't stand it back. It's a growing business of some people in the street. You do not have a job, but nothing. The bottom's fall now. People slipping through the cracks. Well, you can run and hide, but you just can't change the fact.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Thursday. Quick check of what the markets are doing in Asia as we speak. Hold up 60 cents in Asian trading, sitting at $600.40 even. Silver flat in Asia at $12.11. Crude oil today back over $61 a barrel, actually $61.22 a barrel. Oil was up 72 cents. And the U.S. dollar, as we mentioned before, substantially weaker. So when you look at gold and silver, you've also got to take into consideration the political equation that we're about to face in 2 weeks. What are the ramifications? Is it possible that the Republicans could retain the Senate? I guess that call is about 50-50 at this point in time. It seems to be a foregone conclusion that they are going to take the House. This is good news, because it signifies that for the next 2 years we'll have gridlock. Maybe. There's no guarantees on that. The interesting dilemma that we have seen take place, because the power players never change in Washington, D.C. They remain there year in and year out. It was announced this afternoon that the Democrats miraculously have raised more money than the Republicans in the last 2 weeks. How is this possible? Well, obviously, Washington is controlled by the lobbyists, the special interest groups. And they are just like anybody else out there. They can read the tea leaves just as good as you and I can. And obviously what they see is a power shift. And with a power shift comes a shift in cash. And so they, shall we say, covering their bets and seeking favor with those Democrats that they reveal will be heads of various committees. This is all so easy to figure out. But what does it mean for the financial markets, per se? Will it give a boost to the U.S. dollar? I don't think so. I think the world has already come to accept the reality that China is the new 800-pound gorilla. And it's not a matter of if, it's just simply a matter of when China will take over the reins of the world's economic superpower. Some people will even argue that they're already an economic superpower based on, obviously, their influence in Asia and their vast accumulation of natural resources. See, while we've been running around trying to find Al-Qaeda under every bush, Chinese have been running around the world securing hard assets. When I say hard assets, I'm not simply talking gold and silver. I'm talking about stuff that any growing economy needs, and that's industrial raw materials. It's the reason we've seen copper go from 75 cents a pound to $3.10 a pound. That's the reason why your nickel, yes, that nickel that you have in your pocket, is actually worth more for its metal content than its face value. Nickel, also very important in a growing economy. They have struck deals with South Africa, Angola, Zimbabwe. They have been firmly entrenched in Sudan. That's why there's no solution to the strife in Sudan, is because China is a big player, and obviously China operates a lot of oil rigs off the coast of Sudan. China and South Africa are very closely aligned because South Africa produces 90% of the world's strategic minerals, such as cobalt, uranium, titanium, and a whole myriad of other products outside of gold and silver and platinum. And let's not forget diamonds. Although, I have a thing about diamonds. They're just a shiny rock. It's a piece of coal that looks really neat. They're in plentiful supply if you live in Africa. You can actually bend down and pick them off the ground. That's how many they are. But De Beers has a wonderful marketing program which makes everybody think that these small little shiny pieces of glass are worth a lot of money. And you won't find many females that would disagree with that. So what does this mean, that if the world is waking up to the reality of China becoming a superpower, obviously the biggest problem for the United States is that for decades it's been flooding the world with Federal Reserve notes. Nobody knows how many Federal Reserve notes are actually floating around out there. We do not know how many super dollars are floating out there. If the Secret Service can't tell the difference between a real Federal Reserve note and what is called a super dollar, you can just imagine how many phony $100 bills there are out there. I mean, think about this. When I first came to America, and as far as I can remember, this only started happening in the mid to late 90s. Nobody would, when I'd hand them a $100 bill or a $50 bill, would they hold it up to a light. Well, now they don't even do that anymore. Now when you give them a $50 or a $100, they got special scanners at cash registers. Now they got special pens. In Las Vegas in particular, in Las Vegas, you can't hand out a $100 bill to anybody that they don't check. Which leads me to believe that it's a much bigger problem than people actually even admit to. If you're gonna undermine a country, the easiest way to do it is to cause people to lose faith in the currency. Lincoln knew this. That's why he printed up bunch of fake continentals. That's why it wasn't too long before the phrase "ain't worth a continental" came into vogue. Hitler when it became apparent he was losing the war, was on the verge of flooding Britain with £5 notes that were so good in their production that the Bank of England didn't even detect it. And so throughout history, countries have used this tactic in order to defeat its political enemies. And as I've told you before, one of the strangest things that's never been answered is the story that NBC aired during the Lebanon war of a few months ago, where an NBC reporter was standing in the rubble of what was formerly a Hezbollah headquarters, and at his feet was a stack of $100 bills in sheets, just lying there, blowing in the wind. Where did they come from? Conventional wisdom says they came from North Korea. In all the vitriol that's been going on about North Korea and its nukes, I'm surprised I haven't heard anybody mention that North Korea is suspected, well, it's not even suspected, it is known that North Korea has got the state-of-the-art printing press and running off huge amounts of U.S. dollars. So my point is, with the world awash in dollars, and obviously people understanding that, and it's unfortunate to say this, but I can't see anybody in Washington willing to change this situation in any way, shape, or form, the U.S. dollar, and besides, if you look at the long-term chart of the dollar, not once since the introduction of the Federal Reserve Act in 1913 has the dollar gained strength. As a matter of fact, the 20 years prior to the creation of the Federal Reserve, the dollar actually appreciated 20% in value, but that was the last time it ever appreciated in value. Russia announced recently that it's increasing its allocation of Japanese yen as opposed to U.S. dollars. Why is it doing that? Well, what Russia is simply doing is cutting out the middleman. In other words, it sells large amounts of petroleum to the Japanese. The Japanese, up until this point, used to pay them in U.S. dollars. Now, the Japanese pays them in yen. That's why Russia's converted a large percentage of its foreign reserves. And by the way, its gold reserves have been increasing on a consistent basis month after month. So there's no question where the future direction of the dollar is. You know, we always use that example to try and illustrate to people the loss of purchasing power. You see, because this is something that a lot of people constantly comprehend. Because we have become digitized. We have become people that are used to digits. In other words, if I had $10,000 in my savings account last year and I go to my bank today and I punch up my savings account, I see 10,000 digits. Plus a little bit for interest. Costly amount for interest. But I see to myself that I've got exactly the same amount of digits that I had a year ago. What you don't see in those digits, however, is that in order to buy the same amount of stuff for 10 grand today that I could have bought last year, it's more than likely going to cost me around $12,000. In other words, over the period of 12 months, you've lost $2,000 in purchasing power. And I know, and I'm not going to go over the commercial you've heard many, many times on this network, talking about the price of a house in 1975 and how many gold coins it would take to have bought that house in 1975. And the price of that house today, being $400,000, you can still buy it with the same amount, even less gold coins than you could in 1975. That illustration is just purely to see how extensive the depreciation of your purchasing power of your dollar. Gold is a pure reflection of loss of purchasing power. No other asset out there will show you the loss of purchasing power. This time, last year, You would have forked over $400 for an ounce of gold. This year, it's costing you $600. What's happened? Has the price of gold gone up? Or has the amount of Federal Reserve notes it acquires to buy 1 ounce of gold increased by $200? And I submit to you that that is why you see oil at $70 a barrel, when we saw it a couple of months ago. Is it because oil had gone up? Had the cost of production gone up? Or does it just simply require more dollars to buy that same barrel of oil that it did a year ago when oil was trading at $35 a barrel? And so these are hidden from most people's perception. It is the Chinese water torture treatment, drip, drip, drip. It is very subtle. It's how do you kill a frog? You throw him in a pot of boiling water, you throw him in, and you turn up the heat gradually. It's exactly the same thing. Now, what I see politically obviously has serious ramifications on the U.S. dollar. Right now, Congress has an approval rating, and I almost fell out of my chair when I saw this today. Congress has an approval rating of 16%. Al-Qaeda has a higher approval rating than Congress does. Now, if we have lost faith in the ability of these elected officials to do the right thing when they go to Washington, D.C., don't think this is isolated. Don't think that it is just us seeing this figure of the loss of faith in elected officials. This is seen worldwide. And it shouldn't come as a surprise to you that many people around the rest of the world most probably have the same low opinion of their elected officials outside of despots and dictators. They have a monopoly on party loyalty, as we witnessed the other night in North Korea when they had anti-imperialism demonstrations. There were millions of them out there. Are those all robotons? Are all those people starving to death that we hear about? None of them look too skinny to me. They look pretty well fed to me. So I don't know how much we can believe the propaganda of Kim Jong-il starving his people. They seem to pretty much support, well, they've been brainwashed for a long time. But that aside, what we are dealing with is not only a lack of honesty and integrity in Washington, D.C., but if you have a lack of honesty and integrity with the people that are in charge of the finances of the world's currently number one economic superpower, how can you even assume that anybody's got any faith in the ability of them to maintain the value of the dollar? Because everything comes down to trust. I mean, that's how this whole paper money thing came about. It's a trust thing. But trust is something that is earned over time, just like respect. You don't find respect in a Cracker Jack box. Respect is something that is earned over time. The United States accumulated a large amount of respect worldwide for many decades. Unfortunately, because of Democrats and Republicans, that respect and U.S. prestige has been on the decline, particularly since George Bush took office. Everybody gave him enough rope to see whether or not, as I often said, let's not hang the son for the sins of the father, but he exceeded his father in all aspects, as witnessed this week by the abolishment of habeas corpus. This is something that I'm still amazed that nobody, and I, once again today, I did the normal scan the dial, find out what all the other so-called mainstream talk show hosts are talking about. I don't think they've ever touched the subject of our most basic right to freedom, being the right to challenge a government charge in court against you and to see the evidence. That's gone. That's history. And everybody goes, well, it's only for foreigners and terrorists. It's not for American citizens. That is the most unbelievable thing that I've ever heard. I mean, and trust me, the Justice Department lawyers didn't even wait until the ink was dry when the president signed that thing, when they informed all the counsels that were representing a lot of those folks held in Gitmo, telling them, sorry, man, you dumb. You have no rights whatsoever. You have no right to see the evidence. You have no right to see anything. But none of these conservative talk show hosts, let me rephrase it, none of these Republican talk show hosts are talking about it. All they're concerned about is obviously whether or not the evangelical Christians are going to turn out on November the 7th. I mean, it's quite bizarre. These people that allegedly stood for freedom and liberty and smaller government and, you know, cutting taxes, get the government out of your wallet, get the government out of your bedroom. These people are warmly embracing bigger and bigger government. The president spent more money in the 6 years he's been in office than Clinton spent in the 8 years he was in office. He's virtually bankrupted the country with the so-called war on terror. So in the big scheme of things, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that the dollar is going to continue to depreciate. Now, how far and how fast it's going to fall, my friends, I can't tell you that. You can speculate. But I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, as many analysts have said, that not only will we see $1,000 gold, we'll see $2,000 gold and higher. Now, if we're going to see $2,000 and higher for gold, and I don't know what time frame we're looking at. It could be in the next year. It could be in the next 2 years. It could be in the next 3 years. But if gold goes to $2,000 an ounce, you better believe that silver is trading at $100 an ounce. So when we give you recommendations to buy gold and silver, we are basing it on, obviously, not only history, but we're also basing it on the future direction we're going to go. If someone wants to call and give me an argument that somehow, some way, we are going to reverse the good ship USS Liberty around and put it on a right course, I sincerely hope it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen. Maybe this election will serve a purpose. And maybe there's a possibility, although highly unlikely, that a third-party candidate will appear. And I'm already getting emails from people trying to recruit Patrick Buchanan to run as, once again, as an independent in 2008. And judging by what I've seen Pat on television lately, I don't think that idea is far from his mind. He's not only very upset about this Military Commission Act of 2006, but obviously he's more concerned with obviously the lack of immigration controls, because there's no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats when it comes to immigration. As we pointed out the other day, the State Department, while they're trying to stop Mexicans coming over the border, State Department is already working on getting 10,000 Burundis into the United States. There was no talk of getting, you know, maybe the last 10,000 white farmers out of Zimbabwe into the United States, it would be hardworking, productive citizens who understand Western culture and Western ideals. No, they want to bring 10,000 people who do not know how to flush a toilet. So, Patrick Buchanan, in my opinion, I think still has an iron in the fire. And it's something that's very passionate. I mean, and I agree with him 100%. That America's on a course to completely destroy its heritage and its culture. I mean, already today, we once again are facing a debate with race. And I guess it's Brown University. Obviously, these people are suffering from that sickness called cultural Marxism, where they still feel guilty about slavery from 130 years ago. Don't ask me why, but they are. And you can find the story on republictraininggroup.com. It says extensive documenting by Brown University and its 18th century ties to slavery. A university committee called yesterday for the institution to make amends by building a memorial, creating a center for the study of slavery and injustice, and increasing efforts to recruit minority students, particularly those from Africa and the West Indies. So because of something that happened 130 years ago, white American students are going to be denied access to Brown University over and above some guy from Burundi. Makes absolutely no sense. Anyway, my friends, you can call us at the Republic Training Group, 1-800-691-7898. I back the truck up on this one. Take advantage of it. Till tomorrow, my friends. See you. Bye.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.